USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden is asking Senate Republicans to not rush through a nominee to fill a seat on the Supreme Court before the election.
I appeal to those few Senate Republicans, the handful who really will decide what happens. Please follow your conscience.
Republican Missouri Senator Roy Blunt on CBS.
It takes two things to replace a Supreme Court judge. One is the president has to nominate, and two is the Senate has to determine that they want to deal with that issue at that time.
There's growing concerns that Tropical Storm Beta could bring heavy rain to an already storm-weary Gulf Coast. Houston Mayor Sylvester Turner.
They're saying 6 to 10 inches inwardly in the city of Houston. Along the coast, they're saying it could be as much as 20 inches.
This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
After the passing of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, protesters gathered outside the home of Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell in Louisville, Kentucky. With more on this story, here's USA Radio Network's John Hunt.
At least one protester was arrested after a group of about 100 people gathered outside the Kentucky home of Republican Senator Mitch McConnell. The Senate Majority Leader is the key in determining whether a nominee appointed by President Trump will succeed the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg on the Supreme Court before Election Day. The crowd chanted, "Ruth sent us," and "No ethics, no shame." In addition to the impending battle over the court vacancy, McConnell, a member of the Senate since 1985, also faces a re-election fight on Kentucky's November ballot. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered, from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052. Or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
A southern state has made it clear who won't be able to vote by mail in November. USA Radio's Kenneth Burns reports.
The Mississippi Supreme Court ruled Friday that fearing COVID-19 does not automatically qualify anyone to vote absentee. The decision clarified whether a lower court ruling would have expanded access to absentee ballots. Mississippi is one of a handful of states that has not expanded access to mail-in voting despite the coronavirus pandemic. State law allows absentee ballots for those 65 and older, those away from home on Election Day, or for those who have to work when the polls are open. Those with a temporary or permanent physical disability can also request an absentee ballot if they cannot vote without substantial hardship or risk.
With more people staying home from the pandemic, more people are bored and turning to exotic pets as entertainment. And more neighbors are home to complain about it. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the story.
Complaints about exotic animals being kept as pets are on the rise in New York City. From the 1st of January through last week, the city's 311 hotline logging 315 calls about illegal animals, a 77% increase over that period last year. The New York Post is reporting rooster complaints are leading the way, followed by calls about ferrets, iguanas, snakes, and monkeys. Queens had the most complaints, followed by Brooklyn.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.